Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace, in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning, good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday and every Friday for my favorite Just Jen episodes. And today is a Friday, and it's the very last Just Jen episode of my spring season 2022, so you will not see me again. No, you won't hear me or see me again in a Just Jen episode, at least, until fall, September of this year. So I'm going to take a 3-month break. I'm going to spend some time with my kids. I'm going to help them move to Syracuse this fall in August. I'm going to travel a little bit. I'm actually thinking about moving. In fact, I am moving. I'm going to move. I'm not telling you where because I'm not sure. But I'm taking some serious thought about moving and, you know, all that good stuff. So today I am saying hi and goodbye. So hi and goodbye and have a fabulous summer and do some fun stuff. And I can't wait to talk to you all in the fall. I will be on social media, but not as much as usual. I'm going to take kind of a little social media break as well. I'll be doing coaching, both social media coaching, podcast coaching, and dating coaching, of course. Summer is always such a fun time to date and get out there and clean up your dating profile and all that good stuff. So yeah, reach out to me. I'm taking on a few more clients. My book is getting pretty full. So, you know, reach out to me if you want to do that. And also don't forget, I do have that online dating 5-video course. So if you can't get me one-on-one to coach one-on-one, you can always find that video course. It's really great. It's actually $49.99 right now, which is like basically free as far as I'm concerned for coaching. It's simple. It's easy. It's 5 videos. It comes right to your inbox, you know, and it's pretty cool. And also I'm doing a summit. I'm doing a summit, which is really kind of fun, that you can check out with the fabulous Bex Burton. And I love her. And so it's going to be really fun. And you can find that information all over my website and my Instagram feed and all that good stuff. So just, you know, check me out. But today I'm going to talk before we go about some things that women want in a man, but they're not going to tell you. They're just not. They're not going to tell you. So I've talked to my friends. I've pulled some girls. I've read some articles. I've done my research. And I know there are some things. I'm going to give you about 6 things that women want in a man, but are not going to tell you. They may tell their other girlfriends. They may talk about it behind your back. They may whisper about it, and they may mention it, or when they're mad, scream it out, or they may tell their therapists. But typically, women do not say to their boyfriends, I want you to have X, Y, or Z, or I want you to do X, Y, or Z, because they just don't. It's not something that I don't think most women would do. They're not mean things. They're just things that, like, you know, I just know that women want in a man. And, you know, if you feel like I'm being snotty or that I'm wrong, you can, of course, reach out to me. I love it. Or join my Doing Relationships Right private Facebook group, and we can chat there. But I'm going to give you some things. So number one, I'm going to tell you what they want in a man, and you can argue with me all day long, but they want you to be driven. They want you to be somewhat successful, and they want you to have money. Period. They do. They want you to have money. Women want men who have some kind of financial stability. And a woman that says, oh, I don't care if my guy has money. I don't care if he lives in a truck. Bullshit. They're lying. And I'm just going to stick to it right now. You have to have a way. Yes, it's nice that, you know, that your woman can also support herself, and which of course I hope she can, but women want to feel secure in their relationship, and they want to know that you have some way, shape, or form to support her and her family. And if you think that I am full of shit, then please reach out to me. But I will. I've yet to find a woman that does not choose, if there's two men sitting there at the table that look exactly the same, that have exactly the same everything, and one has money and one doesn't, she's picking the one with money. That's all there's to it. Okay. I'm not even going to go any further, but you know what? Look, I'm not asking you to be the richest man in the world. I'm not saying you have to have a private jet or fuck you money or drive a Maserati, but I am saying that you have to have some type of way to put food on the table for your person. That's all there's to it. And I'm sticking to that. And you can argue all day long, but yes, you must be able to financially support your woman. End of story. Number two, you have to be full of surprises. You have to be full of surprises, guys. You have to be able to surprise your woman, whether it's a little gift or it's flowers or it's a special date night or it's, you know, coming home from work early or showing up at her job and just saying hi, or I don't care what it is, but it's the little teeny things or the big things or the, I don't care. Surprises are something that women want. They want a guy who can surprise them because it shows that they are spontaneous. It shows that they can be fun and it's exciting, and that shows romance, and it shows, I don't know. I think that that's really important. I ask my friends all the time, like, you know, what's a little spark in your relationship? They're like, oh my God, my guy surprised me with this today. Or it was so cute. He came home from work with flowers, or, you know, he wrote me this little text or this little whatever and sent it to me in the middle of the day. Or he put a sticky note on my mirror before I went and said, I love you. Just have a great day. Those little things, surprises. Okay. Some of these seem like really obvious, but you know, compassionate and understanding. Now, when I say understanding, I don't mean just like, oh yeah, they get you, they get me, they get me. I mean like truly understanding, like truly caring, understanding, compassionate. And they want you to not only listen to them or me, but to understand where I'm coming from on a deeper level. Like thoroughly want to spend time understanding where I'm coming from. And it goes both ways, sure, but there are a lot of women who say, you know, he just doesn't care, or he pretends he cares, but like, then he gets on his phone, or he walks in the room and he sits with me for a couple of minutes and asks me how my day was, but I can tell is he doesn't really give a shit. Guys, give a shit. Like, act like, you know, stop acting like you care and actually like care. I'm not saying you have to care all the time. I'm not saying that it's your, you know, your role in life to understand your woman, but try, spend some time and ask her, like, you know, what makes her tick. I think those things are super important. It also shows that you worry about her, that you are concerned about how she's feeling, if she's comfortable, if she's, you know, I don't know. I think you're going to get more from your relationship and out of her. You're going to get more back if you show more from you. Like if you give more, you're going to get more. I just think that's absolutely how it goes. This goes without saying, a guy who doesn't lie. And I don't mean like the big stuff. Like clearly, you know, we hope you don't lie about the big stuff. I hope you don't lie about the big stuff, like money and, you know, hiding stuff and cheating. And, you know, that's like obvious, but the little stuff too, you know, be honest and don't lie by omission. Just because she doesn't ask you doesn't mean, you know, it's off the table. Like lying by omission sucks. Okay. Just because she doesn't say to you, oh, did you talk to your girl, you know, that girl from college today twice? I mean, she's not going to, you know, like, look, don't hide shit. Don't be shady. Don't pull that bullshit. Like just be on the up and up and be a good human. That's all, you know, like, and you should expect the same from her, you know? And last but not least, sexologists are like, you know, you should have sex 5 times a week. You should try new things. You should be open. But I don't think that's great. And I do agree with all of that. Yes. But I think it's more important that you spend time, and really, men, this is what women want. They want you to slow down and appreciate them in bed. Appreciate what they want. Appreciate the time you're spending together. Slow everything down. Don't rush. Foreplay is important, and satisfy them. Satisfy them and everything about them. Satisfy them from head to toe. It's not just the act of like, okay, let's get this over with and the baseball game is on and we had sex twice this week. No. Women want you to, you know, it's about the whole thing. Women don't just, you can't just turn a switch on and expect them to just like, let's go, because that's not how we roll. That's not how it goes, right? So I think all of this, the stuff that you, that women want, that I'm writing down and taking notes, by the way, it all comes together in like in a package, right? So it all leads in, one leads into the next. And we want a well-rounded package. And I think that everything that if you manifest it and it all comes together, like it just makes this like great relationship. Like if you can, and I'm not saying that like, you know, women shouldn't do the same. We shouldn't expect the same from, men shouldn't expect the same from women, because we do, but I have a lot of female listeners right now. So this is for you girls and for boys. Tell your man, play this for your guy, and you guys should listen together. But yes, I think that a lot of women are not scared. That's not the word, but maybe a little apprehensive, a little, they don't want to come right out and say, this is what I want from my guy. So I did it for you. I did it for you. Play this for your men, girls, because I think that if we ask and we, sometimes we feel like it's pushy or we're bitchy. And when we're angry, we say, you know, I want this and I expect you, but no, that's not the way to go about it. But I think that we can say, look, I'd appreciate it if you would listen to me when I tell you blah, 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 or I need more surprises. Or sometimes if you do the surprising, then you get it back tenfold. Anywho, that's that. And that's what women want. And that's what I know for sure. But they may not tell you guys. So zoop in your ears and listen. And that is your final Just Jen episode of the year. So have a fantastic summer. Everybody be safe. Do something fabulous this summer. I hope everyone's doing some great things and traveling. And I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you guys. So I will talk to you in the fall. Reach out to me, please. Don't be strangers. DM me, Doing Relationships Right. Follow me on Facebook, please. Reach out to me there. I'm also on TikTok and all those good places. And I will see you September 1st. Back and ready to go. Peace, love, and so much truth, y'all. Be good. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.